USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We reserved a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With the U.S. troops drawing back from Afghanistan continuing, there are now concerns about protecting women and children who are often targeted by the Taliban. The president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, visited the U.S. and noted what progress has been made in his nation's attitudes.
What moves me in my daily work is meeting with young girls from schools. And when I ask them, how many of you want to become president? 80-90% of the hands go up.
He spoke with lawmakers about further U.S. help protecting against the Taliban and COVID-19. A 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence was announced in court in Minneapolis for former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill explained to him why.
This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Apple TV Plus has premiered their new special, which features some old familiar friends.
We have to write an essay? 500 words about who we are? I have no idea who I am. Good grief. You worry too much, Charlie Brown.
Long before there was a boy named Charlie Brown, there was a man named Charles Schulz.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown? Explores the legacy of the Peanuts comic strip and its creator, Charles M. Schulz. He died at age 77 in February of 2000. The new special is narrated by Lupita Nyong'o and features interviews with Schulz's family and friends, along with fans of the comic strip, including Kevin Smith, Al Roker, Drew Barrymore, and others.
I've been dreaming about this thing since I was about 6 years old.
He was the little kid that no one really talked to.
He was one person telling this personal story every day.
Like all the best creators, there's a lot of himself in the work.
I remember I called him my sweet Babu. Pretty soon it was in the comic strip.
And he was those characters.
Who Are You, Charlie Brown honors Schulz and the lasting popularity of the significance of the Peanuts comic strip. It ran from 1950 to the year 2000. Brian Grazier and Ron Howard are executive producers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.